When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They say that in order to move forward, you must first leave the past behind. On today's case, Ms. Paisley hopes to do just that when it comes to her fiancé, Mr. Coleman. Leave him behind. She says that 8 years of his controlling ways and explosive anger have been more than enough for her. Now she's finally ready to move forward and start fresh on her own. Can Mr. Coleman save this relationship and his family? Let's hear their case.
Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Starr presiding.
Your Honor, this is the case of Paisley versus Coleman.
Thank you very much, Ms. Paisley and Mr. Coleman. Ms. Paisley, you say Mr. Coleman's destructive behavior has ruined your relationship. You want to save yourself and your children from any more pain.
Yes, Your Honor.
And Mr. Coleman, you say no relationship is perfect and that you will do anything to keep your family together.
Yes, Your Honor.
Let me see how you two, after 8 years, have ended up in divorce court. Ms. Paisley, what brings us here?
Your Honor, I am done. I'm beyond done with this relationship. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Derek is controlling. He has anger issues. He's irresponsible. And I have two boys. I don't want them to grow up and be like their dad.
So you basically say you've invested enough in this relationship to have seen a change, and you're not seeing a change.
Yes, Your Honor.
And Mr. Coleman, what say you? Because Ms. Paisley seems like she's done it. When a sister says she's done, she usually done.
I really believe that the relationship is worth saving. We have two children involved, and I realized from coming from a single-parent household how important it is to have the family setting. And I'm going to do everything within my power to make sure that our children can have what I lacked.
So it's interesting because you have two children together, but you actually have two additional children. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And in these 8 years, Ms. Paisley, I have to imagine you've been a stepmom to these children also.
Yes, Your Honor.
And so this is serious for you to be coming in here saying you're about to break up your family.
Yes, Your Honor, definitely.
Has the relationship gotten so toxic that you think that's the only solution?
Yes, Your Honor. At this point, I do.
Why don't you take me through how you all met and how we got to this point, Ms. Paisley?
We were introduced through a mutual friend, and I liked him. I thought he was attractive. He was charming. He was intelligent, well-spoken. But he told me he didn't do relationships, that he wasn't on the best terms with his oldest two children's mother. You know, he didn't really see himself being in a relationship.
Had you ever been married before?
No, I haven't, Your Honor.
Mr. Coleman, have you ever been married before?
I have, Your Honor.
And how long have you been divorced?
We have been separated now for 10 years, I believe, 10, 11 years.
What you talking about, Willis? I didn't say separated. I said, when did you get divorced? How long have you been divorced?
I still need to do some proper arrangements, paperwork-wise.
Ms. Paisley, Mr. Coleman still married?
Yes, Your Honor.
So, Mr. Coleman, how you ever expect to marry this lady when you still married?
Well, honestly, Your Honor, I was planning on doing all the necessary steps in order to eventually marry her. It's just as time went on, I kind of lost interest in the marriage part. So I wasn't, I guess, attending to it like I should have been.
So in other words, you're comfortable in the situation where we are right now with the relationship. Because now you're two children in, and she's also stepmother to your other two children.
Yes, Your Honor.
Ms. Paisley, so you've been together 8 years, and tell me a little bit about how it got to this point, because something's going on here.
Well, in the beginning, it was almost like surreal. It was magical when we met. I was in a really low point in my life. I was very depressed. He brought the joy back in my life. He helped me remember why life was worth living. And
what a nice thing to say.
First son, second son, everything kind of just hit the fan after our second child.
Why do you think it all hit the fan after the second child?
Maybe stress, maybe just the pressure. Maybe he lost interest, like he said. I'm not really sure, but everything changed. He became controlling. He became very irresponsible with his money. He became not a good example of what I would want my children to see.
And a different man than the one that you thought you were getting, am I correct?
Absolutely.
Mr. Coleman, what happened?
Well, Your Honor, I stepped in from a damaged place. So I did have trust issues prior to coming in the relationship.
But this lady doesn't sound like somebody that's untrustworthy. Did something occur?
We've had our problems in 8 years, as you probably can imagine.
Of course, everybody has issues.
Your Honor, I could step in and let you know kind of what happened. And actually, one day, we were in the grocery store putting groceries in the car and weren't even able to finish that until a tow truck pulled up and asked Derek if this was him. And he said yes, and he said, this car is going to be repossessed. And I had no clue that he had lost his job, that he wasn't making the payments. He didn't tell me anything. And, I mean, that completely put my family's whole foundation in jeopardy.
100%. Mr. Coleman, what happened with that?
I injured my back. I didn't want to tell her that I injured my back because she didn't have to work all the years prior to this. So I didn't want her to worry. And when she worries, it brings the whole energy of everything.
So help me to understand how the woman that you live with, your fiancé, does not know that you injured your back.
Well, she knows I injured my back. She didn't know the extent of the pain I was going through to the point to where I lost my job.
So how'd you lose your job? What happened? What kind of work were you doing?
I do door-to-door sales, so a lot of walking. I just literally, with my back the way it was, I just couldn't.
One night, we were at his friend's house, and he was inside with the guys, and they were drinking, and I didn't know they were gambling. I had a feeling, just a bad feeling. I asked him to let me hold his wallet because I got my tax refund back. I had planned to buy things for my kids.
Please, 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 please don't tell me that he gambled away your tax return.
All of it.
Promotional consideration provided by Divorce Court. Will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
I mean, I did lose the job. I didn't want her to worry.
How long ago was this?
I'd say 3 years ago.
And you did not tell Ms. Paisley that you didn't have a job?
Well, she knew I also do side jobs. Mm-hmm. So I didn't tell her that I lost
the
my
main
overall job.
Job,
but I was continuing to do my side jobs so I could continue to provide.
So, Ms. Paisley, now I come back to you. How did it manifest itself once you found out he lost his job?
It was that on top of numerous other things. At that point, it was like a domino effect. Speaking of dominoes, one night we were at his friend's house and I was hanging out with the girls. He was inside with the guys and they were drinking and carrying on, and I didn't know they were gambling. It was ridiculous because I had asked him, I had a feeling, just a bad feeling. I asked him to let me hold his wallet because I got my tax refund back. I had planned to buy things for my kids, to redecorate their bedroom, to buy a vacuum cleaner for our house, you know, buy them clothes, the kind of things that a mother who's responsible for the whole family considers. Whereas he doesn't have to think about those kind of things, so he's not really as concerned to where he might just gamble the money away. But
please don't tell me that. Please, please, please. Please don't tell me that he gambled away your tax return.
All of it.
Ooh. How much money are we talking?
It was just a state refund. It wasn't my federal, so it was only like $400 or $500. But
$400 or $500?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me tell you that the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, makes a point all the time to say that a $400 or $500 unexpected hit to a family budget can devastate a family.
Because folk just don't have $400-$500 hanging around.
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Coleman, what are we talking about here?
Your Honor, I needed a break. I'm a stay-at-home dad.
You needed a break with her money?
I needed a break at the time.
Wait, no, Mr. Coleman, you needed a break with her money, the money that the family needs because you were not able to financially sustain the family? You needed that?
Well, Your Honor, I normally make a lot more. I get carried away. Honestly, this particular day, I mean, from all of the staying at home, being with the kids, I have to get them ready, make their meals. I have to literally do everything for my children. It's like I'm the mother.
Mr. Coleman, this day,
I got carried away, Your Honor.
No, it's like you're the father. That is actually what a father does.
I've won thousands of dollars gambling.
Okay, but we're not talking about that. You right now can't afford to gamble because you don't have a job, bruh. I understand if you say that you can't do the normal walking, but right now, at-home sales is at a height in the United States of America. They are begging people to take jobs right now. You're a stay-at-home dad. You can work from home. I'm looking at your children. You have a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old, and there's a 7-year-old girl and a 13-year-old. Other than the 2-year-old, everybody in school. So you can work during the day.
Your Honor, during the day, I'm busy. I do work during the day. I'm don't get compensation for it.
What are you doing?
I'm taking care of children. When she comes home, she normally goes to nap, and I guess she's overexhausted from working all day.
She's beat down. I can look at Ms. Paisley right now. You're beat down.
Burn out. Fed up. Tired. Over it. We were hanging out. They were drinking.
I asked her to be the driver because I was drinking too much.
Why didn't you put your sorry drunk friend in a car?
Right.
I'm unemployed.
Please don't tell me this is like Erykah Badu. You better call Tyrone. And he just as sorry as you are.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Missed a show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
We've got the car repossessed.
He's controlling.
Wait a minute. On top of this, he's
controlling.
What do you mean by controlling? I hear that from people all the time. What do you mean by that?
Well, one thing I can say for sure is that he has to know exactly where I am, what I'm doing at all times. Literally, I can't even leave my phone in the car at the grocery store. I submitted evidence where he called me 46 times.
Nuh-uh.
When I was in the store
about.
For literally maybe an hour.
Let me see what you're talking about. No. Hold on. Derek, 46 times.
The 46 times was actually just when I was in the grocery store, Your Honor.
Your Honor, one thing I realize is Facebook invests a lot of money into their technology. So when it shows that she's active, I assume that the technology is correct.
No, it just means she hasn't logged out of Facebook.
Well, I can tell you that right now.
Well, I know what that
Your
means.
Honor, Your Honor, when you see 3 minutes ago, they were active, and then you see it active again, and then, you know, little time goes by, 10 minutes, they're active, and then they're back not active. I see interaction.
I can tell you from experience, I have certainly done that. Log in, log out, log in, log out. I've done that many times.
Your Honor, it was for something important. I was trying to locate the baby's diaper rash. She had a really bad rash going on, and she just was...
How long were you away, Ms. Paisley?
An hour and 30 minutes, tops.
Whatever was going on with the baby's booty was not going to change in an hour
Absolutely.
And 30 minutes.
And he's a dad. He can figure it out. There's been so many more instances where he's been controlling, too. One night, we had a friend over, and we were hanging out, you know, having a good night. They were drinking. I had cooked dinner. And basically, when the night got wrapped up, Derek had asked if I could take his best friend home because I wasn't drinking. I had to work the next morning, as usual. And I took his friend home. And the next morning, When I woke up, Derek was playing a recording where he had put a device in the car and recorded the whole ride home, and then was mad because we were not talking very nicely about him, but he was drunk and obnoxious. And I mean, anybody probably would have said something about him at that point.
Mr. Coleman, why did you put a device in her car?
For a couple reasons. One, she is extremely friendly, flirtatious. She doesn't know when to cut that off. But not only that reason, I know my friend. He is a friend. He might not be the most standout person, but he's very, let's just say, sexually, like, that's all he
does. So you knew he would hit on her?
I didn't know, but I wanted to find out. So I did it to find out.
You did it to
and
trap,
I found
trap
out.
One or the other?
Or both. And to find out that what's going on with both, if I can cut
and
off.
Let me guess, she did not do anything inappropriate in that car?
Your guess would be incorrect.
What did she do that was inappropriate?
The discussions were inappropriate by themselves.
What were the discussions?
They were discussing me and in a bad light of how I drink and this and that. And
were
I'm
you
loud.
Drinking?
I was. We were
so
all drinking.
So wait, no lies detected, as the kids like to say. Were they lying or were they telling the truth?
Some of it was true. Some of it was a little bit less than true. But either way, a lot of it's opinions. It just depends on how you feel. But in either way, I find it inappropriate.
As I tell people who snoop through other folk phone, don't be surprised if you find what you're looking for. That's number one. Number two, you thought that she was going to flirt with this man because that's how you started out, that she is overly friendly, that moves to the level of flirtation. She clearly wasn't flirting with this man. She may have been complaining because the last thing she needed to do was take another drunk dude home who had been sitting there drinking with her unemployed husband all night long when she got to go to work tomorrow. So I know that's what the content of the complaints were, because she was ticked off as a mug that she is out there, but she's trying to be hospitable. And your friend, you thought he might be a little bit of a sleazebag? Guess what? Why would you want your woman, the mother of your children, to take a sleazy dude home when they got Uber and Lyft and cabs and everything else?
Your Honor, I wanted to see if she would go there.
And she didn't.
That's an invasion of privacy. And he has anger issues, not to mention the anger issue. So after him setting me up, of course, then I have to deal with the anger. And then, you know...
Well, what does he have to be angry about, ma'am?
I don't know. I guess hearing the truth. Maybe he doesn't realize how
big
of a jerk
he is. What did you actually say, Ms. Paisley? What did you say?
That I was tired of his drama. I was tired of the toxicity. I was tired of trying to cater to somebody who obviously doesn't even put in half the energy and effort that I do.
But prior to this, we were all happy together, drinking together at the
house. I wasn't drinking. Y'all were happily intoxicated.
But
I
wait
was
a minute.
ready
Paisley
to go to
said
bed.
She was not drinking because, and you knew that because you even asked her to be the designated driver.
I asked her to be the driver because I didn't want to drive in my state. So I asked her to take my friend.
They make cabs and Ubers and Lyfts. Why didn't you put your sorry drunk friend in a car?
Right.
I'm unemployed.
Speaking of cars.
Why didn't he? Please don't tell me this is like Erykah Badu. You better call Tyrone. And he just as sorry as you are. Please don't tell me that she got to pay for you and now your homeboy, too. Isn't that what the song say?
Yes, ma'am.
Every time you always want me to hook somebody up, I got to hook you up, and then I got to hook your homeboy up. Sir, what is going on with you? You got the side wife that you're separated from, so you're not able to offer her marriage. You are not working outside of the home, so you're not bringing any finances into the home. What you bringing to the table other than an appetite?
In this case, Your Honor, I literally was the table initially. She didn't work for the first 5 years of our relationship. These last few years have been the first she's worked at all. And I have been a stay-at-home dad because of her taking over, but my child care is an expense that's taken care of.
Right.
She would not be able to go to work without me watching the children. So it's like you know, child care is a big thing. Not only that, they get
Your
their
Honor.
Education. They we go over, we do books, we have actually have fun
Ms.
together.
Ms. Paisley, Mr. Coleman said he brings that to the table. Is that enough for you, ma'am?
Not at all, because if he cared enough to get a job, then A, we'd be able to afford childcare and he wouldn't have to stay at the house and I could work it out in the meantime. And B, because that's what any responsible parent is supposed to do anyways. I do that when I get home.
Your Honor, she's too busy for the kids. She does not spend... She comes home and she ignores the kids almost. It's not a good thing.
Because I'm exhausted because I provide for an entire family of four plus my little brother.
Wait. What are we talking about, Ms. Paisley? Your brother is here, actually, as a witness.
Right.
Next time on Divorce Court.
I'm tired, you know?
Your Honor.
I literally could just lose it at any point in time. I feel like I'm just on the verge of mental breakdown.
Did you even see and hear the pain right there?
She makes me feel like less of a man, first off.
That's because you're acting like less of a man. Stop it. I understand that this witness is here, and he lives in the house. So you're here on behalf of the defendant?
Yes, ma'am.
And not in support of your sister?
No.
I find that very curious. Tell me why.
She is very ungrateful. She does not accept everything that he does for her.
As his older brother, you know, I feel like you're kind of leading him astray in that sense.
I'm a grown man.
You're a grown man, obviously, but if you were that grown, you wouldn't be living in my house.
Oh, so hell. Somebody just called somebody out. I heard it.
Made in Georgia.